Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Change for the Good. And the reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians.
Take to heart what you find in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not require equality with God, something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, bearing the human likeness, sharing the human lot. He took on humiliation, obedient even to death, death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him high and granted him the name that is above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and in the depths, and every tongue proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. During my first unit of clinical pastoral education or chaplaincy training, I was called to the room of a young woman who was severely handicapped. Her name was Sophia, and she was in her 20s and experiencing a life-threatening medical situation. I visited at length with her parents, who described their family and the impact of having a disabled child. Thinking they were going to express all kinds of challenges, I was surprised to hear them say that their daughter was the best thing about their family. She brought joy and laughter. She brought them together. She gave unconditional love to them and required unconditional love in return. Sophia was a person who, by some societal standards, brought nothing but costs and burdens to the world. And yet, to her parents and siblings, she was a blessing from God, who allowed them to be better individuals. I wonder if the followers of Jesus thought something similar as he hung upon the cross. Here was a man who some in society believed was a complete failure, worthless, alone and dying as a criminal. And yet, would others say that they were better persons because of knowing Jesus? Would we say that we are better persons because of knowing him? John wrote that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Jesus came that we might have eternal life by being a model, one like us. As we reflect on how Jesus lived and ultimately gave his life for us, it becomes clear how we are called to live and, yes, to love. There's a beautiful duet in the musical Wicked called For Good. Several lines express my point about being better persons. They go like this. So much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better. And because I knew you, I have been changed for good. Will our friends, family, and acquaintances say that we made a positive impact on their lives? Will our success in life be measured as society sees it, or if others became better persons for knowing us? Will others be changed for good like they were by knowing Sophia and by knowing Jesus?